again
quite
ran
closely.
No, the margin was substantially broadened between Kaufman and me in that runoff.
But at any rate, you had the sense of progress at that point, somewhere in there.
Well, right? I did. Yeah, I had both the
encouragement
sense,
to
a certain amount of encouragement, but I was disappointed because. I had gone past Clarence Reed and Joe Maher, and Bob DiMaggio was also nominated that year. He was later a federal judge. But in any case, I lost Charles Kaufman, 1959. I remember waking up in the hotel room the next day and being very, very down and discouraged, you know, being in debt and having to go back to rebuild my life and my law practice and so on. 1960, my daughter Mary Beth was born. And then in 1961, I ran for office again, and this time I was elected. This time I ran fourth out of four to be elected. And
this was for Common Police Court.
This was for Common Police Court. And I was elected by something like 500 or 600 votes over Andy Wood, who was a long-serving Detroit Traffic Court referee. And I was 31 years old.
Was this the famous kids' campaign?
Kids' campaign. We campaigned a lot with using high school kids, grade school kids.
How did you recruit them? What was the appeal? How did you...
The appeal, again, came out of that whole parochial school system. I was raised by the nuns and taught by the priests and so on, and we went to the parochial schools. We organized the city by parishes. Oh, yeah. You know, there was no precincts. It was parishes, you know. And you got a committee in every parish. And we would sometimes go into a Catholic school and... teach the kids some civics and so forth, and then before we were through, the nuns would have passing out our postcards, and the kids would be addressing them for us, and we'd walk out of the schoolroom with several hundred postcards all addressed, and so we did a lot of that. We did a lot of direct mail work with brochures and so on, and I also had billboards. I remember the great billboard episode. One of them was, there was an old Democratic pal from the east side of Detroit named Bert Donlin. And Bert had...